Kia ora, kua tiri ano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. New Health Minister Shane Reti says lifting immunisation rates is a top priority, and he intends to use Māori and Pacific health providers to do it. He says measles has a higher infectivity rate than COVID, and the country has narrowly avoided an outbreak over the past year, with a few cases that fortunately remained isolated.
And I'll be looking to work with Māori health providers, work with the sector, to rapidly make some progress on those immunisation rates. With a very clear set of targets, clear agenda, and well-resourced, I back Māori health providers, and that's exactly what I'll do.
Dr. Reti says with the country going through a fifth wave of COVID, more work is needed to encourage people to get their boosters. Ikaroa Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaere Manuel says people in Hurohe are traumatised by the continuing extreme weather. Met Service issued an orange rain warning over the weekend for Te Tai Rāwhiti and Northern Hawke's Bay, and Gisborne District Council also warned about surface flooding. Ms Tangaere Manuel says whānau brace themselves for what is to come, and they're not confident support can reach them.
It was really quite distressing to be in Wairua on Wednesday and hear about one whānau telling me that when it rains heavily, one of their young babies gets traumatised, like a toddler, gets really nervous and scared about the river rising.
Kushla Tangaere Manuel. Dairy farmers, sheep and beef farmers, iwi and other community members are celebrating the second anniversary of a large-scale initiative to create an ecological corridor in the Waipa district. Taia Te Taiao aims to link Maunga Tautari to Mount Pirongia by planting along the Mangapiko stream and its tributaries, restoring wetlands and controlling predators. Project coordinator Bexie Tao says the aim is to provide attractive stopping points along the 40-kilometre gap for native birds and bats to rest and feed, mostly by planting trees. Poto Davies from Ngāti Koroki Kahukura says 9 Māori heritage sites alongside the Mangapiko stream are being protected as part of the ecological project. Te Runanga o Ngaitahu's new kaiwhakahaere says when pā, runanga and marae thrive, so do the people. Justin Tipper was elected at the weekend to replace Lisa Tumahai, who stepped down after 22 years on the board and 2 terms in the chair. He says the ground laid by past leaders like Tā Tipene O'Regan, Tā Mark Solomon and Ms Tumahai, including a clear focus on mentorship and succession planning, has laid a great huarahi for the future.
Lisa's left the table on her own terms and really through the manuka, down through that challenge, down for our next generation to pick it up. So I think just having access to those people and their learnings and also the support and the space that they've carved out for us is greatly appreciated.
Justin Tipper says the iwi's strong commercial focus in each region underpins its social programs and cultural growth. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!